Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are last.
Americans.
We are last.
Americans.
We are last.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
What's going on?
Bert.
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 Word to your mothers.
Happy hump day once again, everybody.
No shit. It feels weird because we skipped a day.
It is.
So saying hump day right now feels weird.
Merry after Christmas.
Merry after Christmas, dude. We made it.
It's the last hump day of the year.
It is.
Yeah.
Is Get it? Your last
oh, yeah,
hump
it is.
On.
Oh my goodness.
God, yeah, New Year's Monday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. I can't believe how fast that comes and goes, and yeah, now we're approaching a new year, and then we start all over again.
Yeah, right.
Dude, tell me about it.
God, I, you know, when you grow up and your parents tell you, man, time flies when you get older. I didn't believe them, but shit, dude, it's wild. It's wild how fast it goes.
That it is.
Anyways,
dude, there's actually a weird theory about that. Like, do you think time is sped up? Do you think they figured out a way to speed up time?
Huh.
You know what I mean? Because, like, back in the day, 20 years ago or so, it felt like time freaking dragged, bro. But now it's like just boom, 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 the year's over.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think there's, like, your life is so, like, filled with, like, your kids and your job and your hobbies and your wife, like, everything. And then, so, like, your day just, you don't have enough time for everything, right?
Exactly.
And when you're a kid, yeah, you're just, like, day, smoking just weed, laying on the couch, eating Cheetos, playing video
exactly.
games. You know,
not doing much
because when we used to play like God of War for like 6 hours or 5 hours or whatever it was that we just it's just like it seemed like, you know, it didn't take that long either. Kind of technically because we were doing something we're like,
exactly.
man, you want to play for another three? Let's do, you know.
Well, I think a lot of that is just like perception of the world around
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Because like when you're a little kid, driving to town seemed like hours, but it was you were only like 5 minutes away.
Yeah. Yeah. You go to Portland, you're like, what? All the way to Portland. It's just like this yeah. big old, ugh, you know.
The Can world we stop is, yet? My legs are getting yeah, tired.
The world dude. Is much bigger when you're young.
Yeah, that's true, man. Yeah, that's a good one, though. Because it does seem like it's, I like your theory there. Or whoever came up with that theory of, like, you think there's a shift in, like, the time. Like, as you get older, you get, like, closer to the spectrum of something where you're, like, you know, it's moving faster. You know what I mean? Maybe it's because you're more disconnected.
It sure does feel like that. I mean... Fuck, dude. Like, yeah. you know, it was just like yesterday. I was 30 years old. Now I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
It's weird.
Come
dude.
On now. Slow this train down, you know?
It's weird. It's weird, man.
It is weird. How was Christmas, everybody?
It was good. It was good, man.
It's good.
Got to, like, just stay home, really. I mean, we stayed yeah. home, and we were just talking about before we came up here. I'm like, man, we just... The kids got up super early. I'm not going to lie. They, my kids were up, yeah, like 5:30 in the morning, 5:45, like my middle child and oldest. And I'm like, no, like this is not happening. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this. So I told him, like, I'll get up at 6:30. And we got up around 6:45 and
yeah.
kind of got going. But it was good, man. We just did our thing. kids played with the toys, went out to dinner, you know, because you guys, I know you guys were busy. So we were just like, let's go to dinner and just have a, it was nice, man. It was cool. I can't complain.
Yeah, it was pretty chill.
Yeah.
What about you? Dude.
The kids were
the norm.
Crazy.
We woke up here and then went up to my parents and then went up to, you know, Tiff's parents and all that stuff. But
made the rounds.
Dude, the nights beforehand, we were hanging out at the gym.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
the
yeah.
gym has become the hangout spot, dude.
Really?
That place is going to be fucking sick when they get all that shit done.
Yeah.
Like, how do you mean? Like, people just hanging out around the weights and stuff?
No, well, yeah, I know. It kind of sounds like that. But upstairs, there's an apartment. So we used to live in this, like, I mean, very unfurnished apartment. Like, yeah. no drywall. Everything's exposed. I mean, very little wiring. You're talking about like extension cords to plug in everything. You know what I mean?
You're making it sound real like ghetto, bro. It was actually pretty cool.
Well, I mean, it was just like slabs of carpet just laid down. You know what I mean? It wasn't really finished at all.
But it had a cool feel to it. It had a cool feel to it.
It did. It did. But it was very dingy, very dark. Yeah. They've completely redone the whole thing. So it looks phenomenal. And like, you wouldn't recognize it when you walked in there.
Okay, that's good to know.
And they turned it into a music studio. So, I mean, it's going to be a place where they produce, you know, artists and all that shit. And because Tiffany's uncle is actually pretty good at writing music, and he's written songs for several country musicians. And so, it's like one of those things where you write the song and then they take it and then they get the fame for it.
Yeah, I get you.
Who's going to be the guy running the, like, the studio?
I don't know. They apparently have a guy. I don't know if her uncle's going to be part of that.
Mm.
But it's pretty fucking, it's awesome, dude. And then like the place that used to be the storage is now the hangout spot. And there's just like a bunch of different tables. There's some bar stools that Uncle Dean got from like Bart's or something. Like, one of these places that went out of business, they pulled the bar stools out. These nice leather fucking, you know, bar stools. So we're going to put those in the room. And it's literally going to look like a lounge up there.
Dude, I really like that space. I'm really glad they're doing something with it. Because the old apartment you guys had and the newer one were just like cool spaces, right? They just weren't finished. Yeah. So like, you could see that it could have been really neat, like the setup. So I'm glad they're spending money on it, man. That's good. That's good.
No, it's fun. So we went up there for a couple nights and then we'll probably be back there for New Year's.
Nice. Very cool.
Indeedy. Yeah.
I think we're hanging out here, or you're going there, or one of the two. But I think we're hanging out on New Year's.
Yeah.
I think that's,
you guys going to go skinny dipping?
That water's fucking cold, dude.
Yeah, I know. You should do it.
I went and looked at the thermometer when I put the cover on, because the cover's on the pool now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 55 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's not cold.
That's cold.
That's cold, dude. Your body is all adjusted to something different. Like
that's like cold plunge temperature that like they recommend, like 50 degrees or below.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Dude, do it. Try it. We did that we did that in Disneyland. There was a cold plunge pool and then a hot pool.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. If I had like
a hot tub would be different.
If I had like a hot tub, I would like cold plunge and then go in the hot tub. But just to do cold plunge and then have to deal with that for a while.
Yeah, and then just deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wouldn't be as good.
I don't know about. Yeah. I mean, I'm down for it. I actually would like to do the cold plunging. I've heard just all the good effects that it has on your body. You know what I mean? So it'd be something that I actually would do. I don't think I'd mind it, but I struggle getting into a pool. Like, my balls are very sensitive, dude. And so like, I have to teabag the pool for a good couple minutes. Chris usually makes fun of me, but, I think, you know, if you put your mind to it, you just, you know, just get it, just do your thing.
Hell yeah.
And then you're like, okay.
Yeah, and that's what I usually say. I'm just fucking, just get in.
Yeah.
When you're like teabagging, the water's like 70.
You know, I'm not saying that it's effective.
That's not cold water.
I'm not saying it's effective. I'm not saying that it's the right thing to do, but my balls thank me later. Because I feel like it's like when you get into colder water and it's just a hard, like, you know, it just everything sucks in. It's like,
so you do the move where you go like knee high and then you just dip it in like a
bag. Yeah.
You up and down bounce it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I do jump in the pool. I'm just saying, yes, absolutely. Yes, I'll kind of hang out. I usually hold my nipples because I feel like my nipples just get really hard, you know, and so I kind of shake down and come up, and it's like a mating dance, really, you know. It doesn't win my wife over, though, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a great look, but.
Do you have a call when you do it? Like, oh.
Well, I mean, I make noises. Chris can attest that. I'm just like, oh, shit. Oh, you know, I do that kind of stuff. You know, get the chin flap or whatever, you know, that stuff that birds do. So it's good.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I don't know if birds do that.
Turkey? I know today we got some fun videos and all that stuff. But before we get started, you guys, check out the Patreon. Check out our stuff. Yeah. Leave a 5-star rating on Apple. Leave the 5-star rating on Spotify.
For sure.
Leave a freaking comment, because we haven't had a comment in a while. I love those comments. I love reading them on the Twitter. And you know what? Hey, if you guys want to support the show, Patreon is the way to do it. And then also, Chris just made some badass merch, bro.
Yeah, there's some shirts up there for sale. But if you buy the Scan Me shirt, you can also promote the show.
Absolutely.
You can walk around with that QR code on you.
Yep.
And if anyone scans your shirt, it takes us right to our Apple podcast.
Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it'll go to an abandoned amusement park.
This goes to some weird shit. No, dude, it helps us out a lot. Obviously, we appreciate all you guys. And it's becoming a new year.
Yeah.
Right? So I feel like we're starting to, like, find our groove again. You know what I mean? Like, it's been really nice the past couple of weeks. And I don't know. It's that time of year. I'm just happy. I think we kind of figured out, like, what we like and what we're enjoying talking about. And I think there's a lot of stuff coming through the pipeline.
Oh, dude.
And so it's going to be a wild year. So I think we're ready to attack it at full speed. So make sure you hop on there, guys. There's going to be lots of cool stuff on there for sure. So,
dude, speaking of wild year, freaking Kevin Spacey's back with his Christmas videos now.
Yeah, dude.
Like, but this time he was on Tucker.
And this was like,
what the hell?
It wasn't his normal Christmas video, though. No. He did the character. But he was, like, doing an interview as if he was running for president.
I didn't like it. I got to be honest with you. You sent it over through the messaging, and I was like, oh, boy. And I was expecting just another video of him doing his thing. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Tucker at first, because the way that if you watch the video, the very first couple minutes of it, it almost seems like fake. It almost seems like they have, like, a Tucker interview. Dude,
it was totally, like, scripted.
No. I'm not talking about scripted. I'm saying it seemed like they took, like, you know, when you see them taking an interview. They, like,
clipped Tucker into it.
And he has an interview with somebody else, and they put him in there, and he answers. Like, it seemed like that at first. And then I realized that, no, this was. But my thing was, is like, why did Tucker do it? That was my question. Right? Why did Tucker do that? Because, I mean, at this point, can't we understand that this guy's really sleazy?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been convicted of anything, mostly because of his accusers passing away. But, and you know, it's like, there's just so much to this character that I don't know why he keeps on bringing back this Frank Underwood guy, right?
It is a cool character. You just
can't let it go.
Yeah, no, it's, I think.
If you've ever seen House of Cards, I mean, it is a good character.
Yeah, but it's kind of like that. I was talking about that dude that played Elvis, and he hasn't let that shit go.
Yeah.
It's like you get stuck in this role that it seems like it's your new thing. Like, kinda it like fits
whoever
you.
Plays Joker.
Well, Samuel L. Jackson and Shaft. Like, remember wherever he went, he was just, I'm Shaft.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Shaft.
It's like you get so enwrapped in that role that you almost think that that's your new personality.
Yeah. Like, somewhere along the line, Samuel L. Jackson played a role where he just said motherfucker a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
And now that's his persona.
Like, well, and look at it from Kevin Spacey's point of view, right? Like, you know, we're not him. We don't know what he's thinking or what his side is. And obviously, there's the rumors and the different kind of coincidences and not coincidences of people dying and all this such, right? He probably looks at it like, you know what? People are, like, talking about me when I do this. And they get, like, you know, the internet goes fucking wild when I have this voice. And, like, it's publicity for him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, there's a lot of people that hate him now. And there's still a lot of people that love him, you know? And so he's looking at, like, fuck, free publicity, man. I'm the villain.
No, I mean, if you read the comments on that. So, I mean, just to, like, back up for 1 minute, every year Kevin Spacey comes out with a Frank Underwood video.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't last year, and I was very disappointed. Kill but then this kindness. Year he actually came back, but it was, like, different format interview. But I wonder, like, what are the stipulations with Netflix of him doing his character outside of that contract?
I don't think they care. You know?
Because if that's the case, then he can start his own Twitter thing. Like, he can start his own show on Twitter or on X.
Oh, just as the Underwood guy?
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there is some kind of, like, listen, you can't make another movie using the same literal character.
The likeness.
Yeah, but I mean, like, a voice is a voice. You know what I'm saying? Like him using that voice and kind of using his, you know, that slower, like
the draw.
That's just like, that's a voice. How do you regulate a voice? You know what I mean? So I don't see how
the name though, the name Frank Underwood and like the whole like, politician role.
I feel like we've seen like Jim Carrey, Will Ferrell, all these guys like will go onto a show and act as a character that they once were, whether it's Ace Ventura. Yeah. Or you see Will Ferrell, he'll do like the Talladega Nights thing, you know, and it's like that was their person. That was their character that they kind of basically created. And so mm-hmm. it would be weird to have them not kind of use those, I think, in some aspect, you know?
Yeah, because I was thinking that. I was like, I see this as an opening for Kevin Spacey to come out and start his own show on X.
Hmm.
You know what? I think it would do really well, if you want my honest opinion, because I think his fans would obviously like it. And then people that are also very skeptical and think negatively of him would watch it because they want to try to pick up any, you know, where are the clues coming? You know, where's the.
Well, so that is one thing, dude. Chris, can you pull up the video just real quick? I don't want to play it. I just want you to like show a picture of Kevin Spacey on the couch mm-hmm. with the pillow.
Okay.
Because there was some speculation. Like, that the pillow
Portland's trending.
Had the design of Epstein's Island on there.
Oh.
And I'm like,
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't know if I see that.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if I see. Oh, yeah. See? It has that kind of, it's kind of like
that's Epstein? Such a generic logo. I mean, it's such a generic logo, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen that on a bazillion different things. And I'm sure some would argue that, no, it's not. I feel like that's a pretty common, I don't know.
But plus, see, doesn't it look like a cat was laying on that pillow?
Well, or he like rested his elbow on it, you know?
Yeah.
That's just what they do. Like, you go to any kind of, like, hotel or anything like that, and the pillows are always like, have that the crease.
Crease
they always do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Because here's the thing. It's once you start tying those things in, then you're starting to assume that Tucker's in on this thing. That's what you have
exactly,
to do,
right? Yeah.
And so, you know, listen, Tucker's got his own faults, I'm sure, but I think.
Or you can look at it the other way, like Kevin Spacey flipped, and he's now coming because the Epstein's list is coming out soon, and so they're tying that in, saying like, hey, Kevin Spacey was all tied up, not necessarily in the Epstein stuff, but. He was sitting in the chair with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Sure.
Right? The throne back in 2001 or something. So he might know some details. And he did say in that interview, the quote unquote interview with Tucker, that he currently doesn't recognize his old party right now. Said that. He's like, I currently don't recognize my own party.
Well, is that Kevin Spacey or is that him playing a character?
It wouldn't shock me if it was actually. Listen, we've heard a lot of people say this. We even talked about Fetterman has been talking about how he doesn't recognize the party. And like, I feel like that's kind of the common ground right now, right? Where it gets so out of control. So, I mean, I didn't look at like when I listened to it, I wasn't really like putting a lot on that kind of weight on that kind of stuff per se.
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird that like the whole like presidential talk, you know, we also know, like you said, the Epstein things are coming out in literally weeks now at this point.
Yeah.
And or a week.
Less than a week.
Yeah, less than a week. And I just, if you knew that you were guilty of something or you knew that you partook in certain things that were, right, that were going to be exposed. That's what I've been talking about with Obamas, right? The Obamas. You tend to generally distance yourself from everything, right? You kind of go away, stay out of the limelight, right? Let it ride out and die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it was weird to me that like he's kind of seemed to come out of nowhere. We haven't really seen him for a long time in any significant
couple
thing.
Of years.
Yeah, it's been very bizarre that he all of a sudden resurfaces and does this like quote unquote funny interview. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny that he like makes his appearance back as this character and not just as Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so do you remember? So he skipped last year, but the year before that.
Mm-hmm.
He came out as Kevin Spacey. He wasn't Frank Underwood.
Yeah.
And it was about the suicide hotline number.
Yeah.
Remember? He was like, if you're feeling down, like, give this number a call. And, like, he was in the park on a bench and shit, like, walking around a park. Very strange.
That's the thing. That's where, like, I struggle with so much with this. Because, like, in my heart of hearts, I know this guy's creepy now. And I really like him. Let me rephrase. I really like him as an actor. I think he's a brilliant actor. Probably because he's a little fucked up and he can get in these roles that are really fucked up.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, just because there's questions about certain people dying, which I think that's fair to assume. I mean, let's be real. They all died randomly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It also is like, you know, it's a hotline that like a lot of celebrities talk about, you know, or a lot of people with power talk about, hey, my wife even wears the shirt, the hotline shirt. She bought it. And it's like, you know, so it's like, as soon as he does something that a lot of people do, you're like, oh, see, you know, see what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know if I look at it that way, you know, like, I don't know.
Well, no, I wasn't looking at it like a different way. I just thought it was very, it broke the trend. I was expecting a Frank Underwood.
Oh, see, I was assuming you were saying kind of in the sense of like, he's talking about this hotline because, you know what I'm saying? The, you know, the people that, you know, take their own, you know, they take their own lives and, you know, he's kind of like maybe. a little poke, like, hey, you guys should call this hotline. You know what I mean? Like, check it out, you know?
Yeah.
As I mean, people maybe. He knows dies. I mean, I'm just, let's be real. His victims, there's a couple that aren't here.
I get you. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So there was. Well, so because the weirdest thing was, remember the Kill 'Em With Kindness video?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He came out with that on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. The following day, his accuser died of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm just like, how does that happen? What are the odds of that? Mm. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it is a weird situation that. I feel like optically, Tucker put himself in a weird spot right now with a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean,
comments weren't good.
I don't understand why you would do that. I feel like you got really good face right now with most people.
Unless you're
exposing.
I can't expose it. Maybe, but like I can't imagine he's completely oblivious to all the Kevin Spacey shit.
Well, it's weird that he didn't. Listen, it's hard to say, like, how much of a joke was this? Like, but then again, if it was a real, like, heavily joked about thing, like, this is going to be just for, like, fun. Like, why would you even want to partake in that, first of all? And not to ask him, like, any serious questions, you know? Like, yeah. I just feel like that kind of, like, turns you into Maury Povich. You know, like, you're doing these, like, weird, skitty fucking things
Is now your show just a skit and it's not actually, you're not actually interviewing people?
He did have Alex Jones on, too. Now Alex Jones is getting his X account back.
He already got it back.
Well, so here's the thing, though.
Like that type of thing, too.
Alex Jones, like, we've all talked about Alex Jones, and he definitely should have had the right to say what he wants to say. We all should have the right to say what we feel like is we want to say, right? Whether you agree or don't, right? But Alex Jones seemingly didn't kill anybody or grape anybody or essay anybody. Like, name all the different, you know, things. Like, it seems like Kevin Spacey has done some pretty egregious shit. You know what I mean? Like, for sure. Harm people. And even if he didn't do something to these people, like he didn't have his hands on them actually like taking their life, right? Whatever traumatic thing they went through led them to do that. More than likely.
Mm-hmm.
A combination of things probably. So like he did have his hands in it in some aspect, right? Like whether they...
Literally.
Well, I'm not saying he hired somebody per se. Even though that...
Oh, no. I'm just saying.
Like, I'm not saying he did. Yeah, hands were
inappropriate.
Yeah. But like you, there's a point where like you're going up against, like, you know, when the whole thing is like, if you go up against the government, like, good luck, right? The government has so much money and so much power. Like, that's a hard battle to beat in the courts, right? If you're going up against Kevin Spacey and you're some nobody, you know, that nobody knows about, like, that's a tough battle. You're trying to, and the world loves Kevin Spacey. At least they did at a certain point.
Yeah.
That's a tough court case. That's a tough battle for you. So maybe these people felt hopeless and they were just like, fuck this, you know? But that's still on Kevin Spacey to some extent.
So I'm just going to, like, throw out a weird theory here.
Okay, let's do it.
Do you think because of his ties, Kevin Spacey's ties with Ghislaine Maxwell, he might have seen some things and known some things, and maybe all of these accusers were bunk anyway? And they're trying to set up Kevin Spacey and this whole thing with Netflix, because Netflix canned his ass. He wasn't, like... Okay. He wasn't charged with anything. He was accused of a lot.
Okay, so you're saying you're looking at it from a completely reverse role. Like Kevin Spacey actually is an innocent person who was put through the ringers through like Ghislaine.
If not innocent, was willing to come forward with this information. And maybe that's why he's putting his toes in the water with Tucker saying, hey, when the stuff drops, you know where to go to find the true information, Tucker Carlson.
Okay, so I listen, here's where I agree with you on, man. Chris, jump in anytime you want. But here's where I agree with you on. I've tried to do a much better job over the years of not accusing people of something they haven't been convicted of or we don't have great evidence for. Now, I think there's a lot of stuff about this case that seems bad. We just talked about that. So I'm leaning more towards he's guilty. However, it's the Michael Jackson thing, bro. It's the Michael Jackson thing. Like, you have a person who fits the mold. Michael Jackson was very weird, very childlike, did all the plastic surgery, just lived a very weird life, and he is an easy fucking target. You know what I'm saying? Because he felt closer to kids than he did older people, and so he'd have the kids as thing. It's easy to say this guy's a pedophile, right? He did all this shit, and he really can't defend himself because he looks so weird, and he is such a weird person, right? And he died. Yep. And now no one knows. And
supposedly,
Kevin Spacey is a person that is creepy. He always has been. He has a creepy demeanor to him. He gets into a character that's creepy. Though,
before you jump off of Michael Jackson, he was coming out about the whole Illuminati stuff.
Like, he was saying he had videos.
He was standing up in front of like podiums of people saying like, hey, they try to control you on this. They talk shit about me. I didn't do any of this stuff. They don't want me to tell you the truth and all that stuff.
Well, and he saw... you're talking about the 70s, early 70s, bro, or whatever it was. I mean, late 60s. I don't even know the exact time, but from his childhood on, he saw the industry front to back. And you're talking about the biggest pop star of all time.
What if he was the first one? What if Michael Jackson was like the first one they like corrupted into doing this kind of shit?
I don't know. I've never believed that he did it. I've never believed that Michael Jackson did that. I still don't. And I know a lot of people think he did. That's totally cool. And I'm sure there's evidence for both. But I've always liked him. I've always loved his music as a kid. And I've never personally believed that he did anything to kids. And so I don't know that I'm right or wrong on that. But that's the same thing with Kevin Spacey. You know what I mean? Like, the only thing about him is that he's older. He's creepy. He doesn't have like a childlike thing that Michael Jackson did, right? Because you could look at him and go, man, he was just traumatized as a kid and he wanted to relive his childhood because he didn't have one. It made sense. Like, Kevin Spacey just seems like a killer who's an actor.
I actually heard something that they were forcing him to talk and be like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because the same thing
with Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the same thing with Britney Spears. Because she actually did that in the concert one time where she apparently sang a song in her normal voice and it was actually a lot deeper.
Yeah, Michael Jackson was caught on a hot mic. Now, take it for what it is, but he was caught on a hot mic speaking.
Talking.
In his normal voice, and it was much deeper than his, like...
He did, hey guys, how's it going?
It was
different. It was like, what the fuck's this, man?
But
he talked like a normal person.
Yeah.
It was in his contract to talk weird?
Well, I see. It gets weird because you can look at it both ways. Like, did they have a contractual kind of situation? Or did he not understand that, like, that whole image and style of Michael Jackson... It was a brand, and he had to keep that brand going, regardless of, you know.
Wouldn't surprise me if they forced him to keep that going.
Like, if Mike Tyson didn't speak like the way he speaks, and he started speaking in a deeper voice and just normal voice, like, it would be like, that's not really Mike Tyson anymore. You know what I mean? Like, his voice is not the same. Like, I think he'd want to keep that voice, because that's, everybody knows him for that voice. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Or is it contractual?
I don't know. Like, I thought the whole, like, the firing of Kevin Spacey from House of Cards happened during the Me Too movement, so I could see how that happened.
Did he get fired, or did the show just get canceled?
Well, it was both. I think because he got fired, I mean, that's the end of the show, dude. It's, you know, you can't have House of Cards without Kevin Spacey.
True.
And so I feel like he went down with the House of Cards in the Me Too movement, but, I don't know if... I don't know why all of his accusers would die. You know what I mean? That is the weird part to me. It's like,
well, I mean, how many died?
We're saying the good accusers. Guys.
I don't remember the number.
There was a few.
How many of the? How many people accused
him? I think there was.
There were three out of the four.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some woman who got pushed into traffic.
Mm-hmm.
There was the suicide hanging, and then there was something else. But then another, like a younger accuser, way back in the day.
Yeah.
Just like pulled out of the whole thing because he deleted some texts and images and stuff.
Listen, there's things happen, but like when you get that many of the accusers doing it, like it's hard to look past it. I mean, there's no matter where you stand with like conspiracy and all the other things, like it is very hard to look past the fact that many people of his accusers went missing, died, or you know what I mean? Yeah. Like something, there has to be something else to it.
But we've also seen bullshit. We've seen the bullshit with these accusers come out at the right time.
100%.
Like, look at the Kavanaugh, look at the Trumps.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of those accusers were lying?
I know it's
a lot of them probably.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we've talked about that in nauseam, like how many people will just flood onto a person mm-hmm. and it's like a hit job.
Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
That's how he had to step yeah. down because all the flood of women out of nowhere.
And that's where it gets messy because, like, I'm sure there are many, many people that do terrible things to people. But, like, it's hard to prove it right or wrong. And it's like then you get that court of public opinion and it's overwhelming, bro, because I don't like Cuomo at all, right? But at the same time, it's like even when that was going down, we're like, these are just accusations. Like, we can't, like, you can hate him for everything under the sun, but, like, I don't want to, like, say he's guilty right now. Like, I have no idea. Like, these are just women that they are, like, you should go say something. How are we ever going to know without a court date? Yeah. Nothing ever happened.
Did you see, I think it was Cuomo, came out and said he would vote for Trump.
Oh, really?
Which one, the younger one?
I heard he was trying to make a comeback.
Yeah, the younger Cuomo. No, the TV Fredo? Person. Yeah, Fredo. I get him mixed up, dude. Chris Cuomo.
They were talking and they asked him because I guess he was talking like how Biden was doing a bad job or like shit's crazy right now or whatever. Something like that. And they asked him if he would ever vote for Trump. And he was like, I mean, it's on the table.
Well, that was Michael Rapaport as well. I feel like people are saying that because they don't like Biden. But as soon as somebody replaces Biden, they'll just scrap that 100%. Idea and vote for whoever
Probably.
Replaces
they're, Biden. They're saying if it's Trump and Biden, if that is the ticket, like, how do you vote for Joe Biden? Like, literally, even if you are a starch Democrat, like, how do you possibly vote for a guy who's going to die? You know?
Yeah.
Like, literally. I'm not trying to be mean. The man is on the, you know, like, I feel like just somebody's just holding him up. You know what I mean? Some power is just kind of keeping him fucking walking right now. It's not his own doing. You know what I mean? Like, his motor skills are gone. You know?
I heard that I heard the Secret Service leaked out that he walks around the White House naked at night and doesn't know.
God, what a terrible sight that would be. God damn.
And see, it's like, how does the Secret Service leak that out? Like, really?
It's true.
You know?
But also, at the same time, like, why wouldn't I'd walk around the White House naked?
Well, here's the thing.
I'm the fucking president of the United States.
Yeah,
I'm walking around.
Make
this bitch
me a
naked.
Peanut butter and jelly, bitch.
I mean, I have my dick swinging in the Oval Office.
He just says, "Where's Haley at? I need a shower." You know?
Yeah. Where's her notebook? Write this one down.
Well, here's
bitch.
The thing. Like, if you're old, I don't really care that you walk around the house naked. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. But the Secret Service, like, let's be real, we didn't really talk about it, but we had that whole, like, that drunk driver that hit the motorcade.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't need to get into it, but what I took from that was, A, he was completely oblivious to everything going on. And on top of that, the car hit, you heard the bang.
Oh, yeah.
And the Secret Service did not act like what Secret Service should have acted like. They just kind of looked around, like, what? And then kind of moved him into, and you watch those old videos of the assassination attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Those Secret Service are fucking jumping on the president. Like, fuck, bodies flying, people, get him going.
Yeah. You watch that video and, like, it goes, goosh. And then Biden and the Secret Service are like,
huh? I almost felt that? Like the Secret Service looked at each other and said, we had an opportunity, goddammit. You know? We could have saved America.
You're talking about the car that rammed into Biden's motorcade.
Yeah. He was getting into the car. And you hear
there's
this big crash.
A 46-year-old man who ran into the 46th president of the United
States. But I'm saying a car comes barreling into cars, okay, on the president's motorcade.
He wasn't going that fast.
It doesn't. I'm just saying.
He wasn't barreling.
Okay. Hits the car, however fast. It doesn't matter. My point is a car hit his motorcade.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody acted like, what's this? What's going on right now? Like, that should be immediately taken as a threat. You don't know what's going on. That should be a threat towards the president. That's the only way the Secret Service should look at it. And they acted like fucking it's another evening. You know what I mean? It's just, well, he's fine. He's good.
They acted like every other person that would drove by a car accident.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, what was that? Oh, shit. Where's Biden?
Oh, wait. I'm Secret Service. I forgot.
That'd be hilarious if they look for Biden. He's just like halfway down the sidewalk. Like,
he's just walking. No. He's just walking aimlessly down the road.
Yeah.
We took our eyes off him one time.
They look away and he's gone too. Naked. Walking down New York City. Yeah, playing with rats.
He's immediately naked and just walking around.
I wanted to talk about kind of my wife actually brought it up to me before the show. We were like eating dinner And she's like, you hear about this? Like, I know I just talked about a cruise ship, guys. So here, I know I'm not on a cruise ship roll, but this has to do with the cruise ship. And she's like, have you heard anything about this cruise ship thing? And I was like, she's like, the 9-month cruise ship. And I was like, no, we talked about the 3-year cruise ship that like got canceled and everybody was like pissed off. She's like, this thing's like all over TikTok, like this 9-month cruise ship.
9 month.
So I actually looked it up. And of course, there's a ton of videos. So real quick, like, you guys remember that like 1970s, maybe 80s experiment that they did? I don't remember the name of it, but it was an experiment where they put all the like the teenagers in like a jail situation. They took out all the guards and all the, and they like gave them roles and they like enacted these roles to a T where the kids were like acting like cops and arresting and like beating up the prisoners. It's a famous.
Was it teenagers or was it like a preteen, like 13-year-old?
Yeah, you sure this wasn't like a Maury episode?
No.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
No, it's a famous case. It's a famous study.
Scared straight or something.
They put them in a prison, if I'm not mistaken, prison. It was like a Harvard experiment or something. I think they were older than teenagers, but actually, they basically said, you guys are going to be like the police officers, you know, the jail, and then the students are going to be the prisoners. And they actually got in, like, naturally just got into the role. And they were like literally treating each other like prisoners and you know, and they were just classmates, right?
Okay.
It's the whole, like, when society breaks down, like, the natural progression of, like, trying to, like, start a government or trying to, like, have order in a system, right? I bring that up because, like, this cruise ship thing is getting kind of wild. It's almost like a reality TV show at this point. It's like a Caribbean cruise. It is a 9-month cruise. Let me get you the quick breakdown. They wanted to do a 9-month cruise. This is a pretty long cruise. It goes around the world. They have a bunch of big stops. And it's very expensive, right? It's almost as expensive as that 3-year cruise. It's super expensive. But the idea was is that you had to buy the whole 9 months, okay? And people were, like, upset because they're like, well, I kind of want to do 2 legs of it, not the whole thing. Or I want to do a single leg, not the whole 9 months.
Why wouldn't you do the whole thing?
Because it's super expensive. And they're like, I would love to.
Yeah, but you're just going to end up in some random fucking country fly back. And now you have to find your way back?
Yeah, no, you fly back. Like, because they have legs. So they're doing, like, an Asian leg, like, a part, you know, basically Asia. But no, they said, no, like, you have to do the whole 9 months. Like, there is no splitting this shit up.
You're like, can't I just do the foot part?
Okay. Well,
instead
sure.
Of the whole leg?
Sure. I just want to do the cool European part, right? So long story short, they ended up not selling as many tickets as they thought. So they decided, the Caribbean cruise or whatever, decided that they were going to sell tickets at a discounted price and do legs. Like, what everybody wanted, they just ended up doing that.
Mm.
So then all the people that spent all that money on the 9 months said, well, fuck this. I want to, like, return my shit and get the single. That's what I wanted the whole time, right? So now there's this riff of everybody. And they weren't allowing it to happen. Like, people were trying to, like, they were like, I didn't want to be under 9 months. And these people only get to come on for a month or 2 months or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the ship goes out to sea. And now everybody's, like, filming this thing. Like, it's all these influencers on here. And there's all these, like, even, like, crew members are filming. They're like, this shit's getting wild, bro. This ship is out of control.
I mean, how?
So apparently, like, the people that are the 9-month people are, like, wanting to, like, take over this ship almost. They are actually like forming like town halls.
Like they're having like a mutiny on board.
Yeah, well, not really, but kind of.
That's what it said.
Yeah. So
I'm reading this article. It says, "Quote: There's going to be a mutiny," said one TikTok user.
Yeah. So
there's going to be blood.
There's gonna be blood.
Someone is going overboard.
So they're called the Pinnacles, bro. The Pinnacles.
They name.
No,
themselves?
It's like so the in the cruise ship realm. It gets really weird and funny. There's certain people that go on cruise ships all the time, multiple times a year, and been doing it for
decades.
They're
usually like retired people.
And so they have a lot of points. So somebody referenced it like an airplane. You know, when you have a lot of airplane points and you say, well, listen, I spent a lot of money on this flight. I should get first. And they give you first class or something. You know, you get the more points you get, the more like luxury you get.
Yeah.
So the Pinnacles, you know, these longtime cruisers are on this ship and they're like, well, we're on here for 9 months and you are only on here for a month. So we want to decide what we can do.
So we're like the ship elders.
So they actually have like secret groups, like Facebook groups just for the Pinnacles. They have
created Facebook groups.
Yes. They have town hall meetings with just the Pinnacle members. Right?
Allegedly.
No, I watched the video.
It says allegedly.
I watched the video of them all sitting around the circle on, people are filming everything now at this point. Right. And so they're like, yeah, and they're basically almost like the Titanic. There's like classes on this ship right now. Like there's like the lower level. Apparently there's some racism happening.
What if you just lied and said you were a Pinnacle?
This says, they know.
One person claimed that American and non-American guests were being treated differently on board of the ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So American versus non-American.
So
who is being treated better?
Americans. They're being treated better, apparently. Oh. And there were some like some, you know, African-Americans who were saying that they were being treated poorly, being consistently asked, like, how did you afford this trip? Like, that kind of stuff. Dude,
if you think about it, remember when the Big C started and there was that cruise ship that was stranded and everybody was getting the Big C?
And they had to, like, kept everybody on the ship. Yeah.
Right. And it was, like, this big social experiment there. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to see, okay, how fast is the spread? What can we contain? All this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that.
It is.
It reminds me of that.
So what I'm saying is, like, 9 months is a long time to be away. Right. And it's almost at what my questions are this. At what point, with a lack of control from like the Caribbean cruise ship, do people start making their own rules? You know what I'm saying? Like just like human nature. Do you start like grouping up, making your own rules? Because they actually had meetings where one of the examples that was used was they were getting ready to pass like the what's it called? The lights in the sky. The you know what I'm talking about?
Aurora Borealis.
The green.
Yeah. The Northern Lights.
Northern Lights. And so the meeting happened, right? And they decided that only the Pinnacles were going to, like, know, like, they decided they were going to be able to watch the Northern Lights, and the other people could not come on the deck to watch the Northern Lights.
How would they stop them?
They didn't tell anybody that they were even, so no one knew that they were happening, so because they didn't share it with anybody else. So they kept it a secret, like, hey, we know that the Northern Lights are going to be here. We're all going to meet on the deck, and we want to have, only the Pinnacles are allowed to be on the deck to watch this. And people were pissed after they found out that, like, wait, so we actually went through the Northern Lights, because once in a lifetime experience, you guys didn't even tell us. The ship didn't tell the crew, like, hey guys, come on deck.
Oh, so the crew is on board with this.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit, bro. But my
pun intended.
What I think is fascinating to me is really just like the human nature of the whole thing. Right?
Yeah,
like
the tribalism.
The people that have the most points, the credit system, right? Mm-hmm. It's like this whole credit system of like, hey, we've been doing this for longer than you've been doing this. You watch the Titanic and you see these lower class.
Maybe that's what they're doing. Mm. They're practicing for the social credit score system. I watched a video on another channel. They were talking about a major bank is coming out with a social credit score type of thing that if you are, you're buying these green products, then you'll get certain more credits on your card. Like it's for like a credit card.
Yeah.
But it's they might be testing this in like a micro environment, saying like, how would people treat each other if we did go to this social credit score system?
It's
weird. You know what I'd do if I wasn't the 9-monther, and I found out that I'm gonna miss out on the Northern Lights. There'd be like, hey guys, you may be a Pinnacle, but I can still kick your ass.
Hey man.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to keep me from going on deck.
It's getting wild on the ship. It's getting wild on the ship. It's like water world.
There's going to be fights
on this ship.
I'm surprised over that. Like, you're missing out on like a life opportunity right there, life experience.
People are already leaving the ship.
I'm surprised people aren't just kicking people's asses.
Yeah, people are leaving right now. Like, they're like, people have already left the ship. Like, they've had, like, helicopters take them off the ship, or they've left at a certain port. Because they have all this money invested in it. The rooms are not what they said they were. They're much smaller rooms. It's very expensive. And so there's this, like, pent-up energy on the ship. And on top of it, in modern society, with the way
this sounds like a movie.
It does.
I was just reading the comments. I mean, this is like a Netflix series, dude.
They should make a movie about this. Coming out with
it. I think you'll actually see a documentary on it. I bet you you'll see a Netflix documentary in a year or two. And what's crazy is there's some people saying that they think that this ship is leaving. It's like a prepping ship, almost. Like something's going to happen, and these people are going to be out.
And the pinnacles are going to be prepared.
It's docking on September 10th, 2024, back at the States. So, like, they're saying, like, it's going to be out at sea for a major event. We talked about some possibilities that may or may not happen. And so there's, you know, they're, like, building this government on the ship. It like Waterworld, bro, where you have, like, these floating vessels.
But it's not just going to be out at sea. It's stopping at different continents, it's saying.
It will stop at different continents. But it's
75 countries.
I know, but the thing is, like, you're still out at sea. When you're 9 months, you're out at sea the majority of that time. Like, yeah. You will stop for a day or two or whatever, you know, whatever they permit.
The docks back the day before September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
274 days.
Hmm.
It'll be out.
What's 274?
9. 12? It's 13.
13. Yeah. Isn't 13 the fucking
No, listen, I just
Knights Templar.
Listen, I think more will come out. All I'm saying is, and this is a matter of me looking at it for about 45 minutes before the show, but what I am noticing from all these videos, it seems like it's actually getting kind of wild. And it seems like there's like this weird human element of like somebody has to lead the ship and the ship's not leading the ship.
No, it's going to happen.
And like workers are like, I'm not involved with their workers are filming this shit going like, you got to see this shit. This is getting wild.
You know, it's going to happen.
What?
It's going to be a murder.
You think so?
Someone's going to get like, space. It's going to get escalated.
Yeah. Oh, somebody died on it. Someone's on the ship already. Somebody died on the ship already within 2 weeks. I don't know. It's just an accident. Somebody already passed away.
See, that doesn't count though.
I'm looking at these bingo cards and I mean, there's like cruise ship 150 or 15 pounds. So like you got to gain 15 pounds on this.
Yeah.
Lobster style sunburn, a wedding, massive. Gaining 15
pounds in 9 months. That wouldn't be hard.
Not when you're eating burgers and fries every night.
Right? Yeah. 15 pounds is nothing.
It's all inclusive, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Unlimited. A whole bunch. And that's what they're saying. It's unlimited food, unlimited drinks. And the people's already are pent up and angry. Oh, and they get a drink nonstop. Like there's
one
be,
of the boxes.
This is gonna turn into a cruise murder mystery.
Yeah.
For sure. Well,
Clue cruise.
These are some of the boxes here. So podcast following the trip. Okay.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Yep. What if we're the podcast following this trip day by day?
Yep.
But there's petty neighbor drama, there's a fist fight, someone falls off the boat.
Is this a bingo for this particular cruise?
Yes.
Oh wow, okay.
Someone falls off the boat is in there.
Yeah.
What is?
Someone falls off the boat is in that deck.
Think somebody. No, it's a bingo.
Pirate takeover.
Somebody's going to have a whole thing with that one missing. Come on, man. Somebody needs to fall off this fucking boat. I need to win this bingo.
And then they're going to push them.
Yeah.
And it looks like some are crossed off here. Hold on. Weather mishaps is crossed off. Someone goes home early. Port errand runs. Clicks formed.
Yeah. See.
And then a COVID outbreak. Was there a COVID outbreak?
I don't even know. I have no idea on that part.
That'll come.
That will come. It says mass STIs, like a shitload of sexually transmitted diseases.
It's going to be a fuck fest. Of course it is.
I mean,
of course it is.
You're on a ship for 9 months.
Yeah, you're going to fight with your wife. Some guy is going to be drunk from the free drinks.
Yeah, and there's going to be a bunch of single people there too, for sure.
I want to know, is there going to be a pregnancy? Is there going to be a a delivery?
That's one of the cards.
They're going to fuck the first night.
No, delivery. 9 months is, I mean.
Yeah, they're going to fuck the first night, and then they're going to have the kid before they're even
That's
off
what
the
I'm
ship.
Saying. That's how long this cruise is. You can have a preemie on the cruise ship.
It says, or gives birth.
Oh, my
God. So, I mean, you could give.
Is there a full medical staff on board? Because that's, I mean, how would you not? 9 months. You specifically made that amount of time.
Well, no, but what if you got knocked up a couple weeks before you went? You don't even know yet. You know what I mean? Exactly, you go on the cruise and all of a sudden you're out there for 9 months, bro.
It could have been days before you left.
It could have been a month before you left and you might not still know yet. You know what I mean? Like,
it's true.
So there's a chance that there's people in that boat that are going to have a baby.
You spend your whole pregnancy on a cruise ship?
Wow, it's rough.
That'd be crazy.
That would suck.
With a bunch of dramatic people.
With a bunch of cliques being formed. You got fucking war games going on deck trying to keep people from seeing lights in the sky.
That would be in the movie. That would be in the series.
I'd be on that ship just saying, "We should listen, love, not, you know, war. You know what I'm saying? Clits over clicks. You know what I mean? Something like that. You know, like make a shirt that says that, you know. Just get some, get laid before you make a click. You know what I mean? It's way funner, right?
Mm.
Like, why would be in the drama? You're in there with your wife. You bang your wife. Enjoy that time. No kids, whatever this is. And there are kids on this thing.
Flick before you click. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys want to watch some videos?
Yeah, dude.
I got a couple short ones, dude. I know you guys have some short ones, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But since Christmas just happened, I feel like this first one that I sent you, or the last one that I sent you guys.
Yeah, we see it here. The old orange shirt.
Unfortunately, he got a prank for Christmas.
Yeah.
But he was very excited about it. Very, very excited about it.
Terrible.
Okay, here we go.
There he is. He's making a Snapchat video.
I just won $10,000. One, two, three. Holy shit, thank you guys so much. Best Christmas present ever.
He's breathing so heavy. He's posting it on TikTok right now.
Immediately.
Yeah, he's on his
Snap.
He's on his phone.
Damn, they let him do this.
What's the back of the card say, though? He's freaking out.
Have, like, lucky hands or something like that?
No,
It was the knife.
Yeah, right?
Well, this kid's...
Wait, how do you have to redeem it?
I don't know. Read it for me.
No, read it. You read it.
No, you read it.
Winning prizes, 1, 5, 25... Maybe you claim whether lottery tickets are sold. Winning tickets, $100 or more, must be sent to mail or in person by the Money Ferry. 123 Nowhere Drive in Make Believe Land. Is this fake?
Oh, just the utter. Fuck.
Are you mad?
He goes, what the fuck? Just like,
what a bummer, dude.
Dude, that's kind of mean, bro. That's kind of fucking...
I mean, that shit.
If you were in a situation where, like, you really needed money and you had that... Like, I don't know his situation, but if you were, like, this is life-changing, like, oh, my God, I'm going to be out of debt. I'm not going to be broke anymore. And then there's, like, ah, fuck.
Nope. It's only 10 grand, though.
Dude, 10 grand goes a long ways, bro.
It can. It
goes
a
long ways for some people.
But also, I mean, they ended the joke immediately.
Yeah.
It's not like they let him leave the house and he's, like, making plans and setting up bank accounts. And then they're like, it's a joke, bro. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like 7 months later. Ah, that was fake.
Like he goes.
Like they let him go try to cash it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But still, like,
he shows up to the place to get the money. He's like, what do you mean?
I feel like if you had, like, because, you know, we all have family, like, you know, that there's maybe one or two that are, like, not as fortunate as others, right? It'd be mean if you played it on somebody like that was like really needing
Javi
that money.
In the chat says, it sucks to suck.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Sucks to be you, dude.
That would be like.
Like if you gave it to a struggling like family member that was like struggling.
Okay, that'd be fucked up in the first place.
Yeah.
If you knew that family member was struggling and you gave him a fake winning lottery ticket.
That's pretty rough, dude. That's pretty rough.
That's ripping the scab right
that's
there.
That's like...
That leads to Kevin Spacey.
Hey, I'm telling you, you're a fuck up to your face.
Yeah. And then the next day, they're like, oh, Billy, he jumped in front of a car last night. Something. You know?
Must have been that gift card.
Must have been. We fucked up. Yeah. Blood on our hands.
There's a lotto curse.
Oh, God. What is the other one you have, Greg? You had another one here.
Oh, yeah. This one's real quick. So this is a couple. This is an older couple. I think they're like 60-something or something.
Oh, I don't
they
think
might be a little older than 60, but... I think the caption's like, hey, is this me at 60 years old? Like, God bless my life. God bless my wife.
Yeah.
It's a man and an older woman. They're out in the garage and they're doing a beer chugging challenge.
Oh,
now check
yeah.
out what they do.
Yeah.
It's with their garage door, dude. Pretty fun.
Is it on?
It's on. Okay.
All right, we're on.
All right, we're on. They're already drunk.
Chugging challenge.
They crack their cans. They put them inside the garage door.
Oh, they duct tape.
Oh my god!
Look at this. Here comes Grandma.
Oh my god!
Yes, this is great. They're
gonna. This is so good.
They're trying to chug it. Look at Grandma back there.
And she just goes, Bill, this reminds me of the old days.
I don't think we missed a drop. I'm pretty sure we got it all. You're
up. Oh, God.
See, it's like, dude. How badass
oh my God.
Would that be? This yeah. is the, if those were my parents, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Let's this is the new game. Baby. We have to do this.
Man, dude. She, yeah. Yeah, she was spry, dude. They were both spry. She had that facelift, though. She had a pretty gnarly like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was very tight.
I mean, you saw the beard just flow right off her face, bro. No wrinkles.
I've never even thought of that, dude. That's a genius idea. It's a good idea.
It would have been awesome for the Halloween parties back in the day.
Yeah, well, those are going to have to come back.
They will. That was good. Yeah, I definitely, I get it. It says, if this isn't me at 60, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Or right? If this isn't me in 6 years, I don't want it. That's what he's saying. Which is true. Like, they're living their best life, man.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they're living their best life. When I'm retired in that age, that's exactly what I want to be doing.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Like, and they look like they were best friends.
Yeah.
Man and wife.
Like figuring out ways to chug beers in different like aspects.
That's good. Dream.
I like it, man. I like it. I'm envious. Let's see what I got here. I got a couple. Oh boy. Yeah. Let's do that second one.
This one.
Yeah. This one's really quick. And hold on. So this one, like,
is there music?
Yeah. You don't need the music, dude. You don't need it. This is like that chain reaction. Where, like, it kind of gets worse as it goes, but it's only, like, 10 seconds long. It's like
a Ben Stiller movie?
Yeah, yeah. So watch this lady. She's bringing in a hand truck of water, okay, into, like, a restaurant. So check this out.
Okay.
Goes, oh, falls. Chair.
Oh, fuck. The chair.
Oh, pants fall down.
Dude, she hits the water, falls over, knocks the chair over, almost hits her, and her pants drop, too, dude.
How does that happen?
That's the perfect chain reaction. Boosh.
How did her pants come down?
Dude, it like.
That's like something off the Three Stooges.
The
dude.
Chair caught her. I don't even know. I don't even know how her pants
the
fell down.
The chair didn't hit her belt.
No,
the
chair didn't hit her. Her pants
dude,
were just
she's
that
probably
loose.
Just sagging, bro. Is that a she?
I don't know. I don't.
I'm just assuming.
That looks pretty butchy to me, so I'm thinking.
Butch McQueen.
Butch McQueen.
Brad, a baby.
That's good, dude. Okay. All right. Another one I have here. Let's see. Which one do we want to do? Yeah, let's do that. The black and white one here. So this is pretty dope, actually. This guy's an Uber driver. This has been around, so some of you may have seen this already, but this dude's an Uber driver or something to that effect, and he actually has a passenger in his backseat. He just picked a guy up, okay? And he gets, a guy comes in to try to rob him. Okay, this dude handles it like a boss, bro. Let's check this out.
Can I help you?
Yeah, what money
at? I need to get out.
What? No, what the fuck? Stop paying me. What that money at?
I don't have any money.
Stop paying me. Where is that? Right
so
now.
You're saying I don't have any money?
It's your digital world, bro. Man,
give me a wallet.
Don't have it.
Give me a wallet. Right now. Give it to me. Bro, stop paying me.
You gonna shoot me?
Pull his gun.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
You don't wanna get shot? Come on, man.
Give me that wallet.
No.
Stop playing me before I hit you right here. Give me that wallet.
Just takes off,
right?
He just
pulls off.
Now, the guy back there goes, thank you, man. Watch what he says. Watch what he says.
There's a guy in the back. I didn't even see him.
Look what he says right here. Oh, look at you. You're fucking awesome. He's fucking awesome. Right here. I'm not gonna lie, I'm super grateful for you right now. The guy says I'm ex-military, dude. I mean, that guy, you could see the passenger, the relief. It took him a minute. He's like, he starts smiling. He's like, man, I'm really super grateful for you right now. Like,
dude, if I was that passenger, I would have been ducking as he drove away because there might have been shots through that back windshield.
The passenger didn't flinch. He didn't flinch though. That fucking passenger just, if you watch the video and you actually look at it real close up, he's just like,
I mean, what do you do? Unless you're armed yourself, like you're kind of stuck back there along for the ride.
That's true, dude. That's true. But what a man, dude. What a man. The guy didn't even look flustered. He's just like, you're going to shoot me?
No.
What are you going to
shoot me? Come on,
I'm going to shoot you. You want to get shot right now?
But also the guy that tried to rob him was a pussy.
He He was a pussy, bro.
He never planned on doing anything.
Dude, I have a feeling that's the majority of people.
Because they're halfway through the video. He's like, man, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you have a gun.
Dude, and I love it.
You're going to try to hit me?
I love it. I love the shit. I love when you got these thug-ass people and they try to do this shit and the guy's just like, get the fuck out of here. And he just drives off. The dude, like, jumps out of the car. Failed. And yeah. Then the dude in the backseat goes, he took an L. That's really the first thing he said.
Yeah. I like Danielson. If Greg was the passenger, he would be grabbing his poop.
Yeah, like, dude.
I'd do the poop slam,
hand
dude.
Immediately in the pants.
You just see you doing that, like, the...
I'd bite the onion first. I'd pull out the onion. You know what I mean? I'd have to wrap that poop in his fart.
Your eyes get all big.
Yeah.
Dude, I got one more before we go. I actually sent this one to you guys already, but I still think this is absolutely wild, bro. It is the mayor. Did you guys watch this video that I sent you?
I did see this, yeah.
I sent you guys this video the other day. I said, this is crazy. So it's Sheila Dixon. She's being interviewed on live TV, okay? And she's actually running for mayor in Baltimore, right? Right around Baltimore.
Oh,
and she's on a live thing talking about what she's going to do if she's elected as mayor. And she's talking about, like, punishing these, like, thugs and, like, we need to hold people accountable.
She's doing an interview on the news.
Yes. All while her husband is literally abusing her on live TV.
What?
And, yes. And, like, it's not like, listen, you don't, there's no punch. It's not like, I don't have to give him warning.
He is literally, like, yelling at her. You can hear him in the background.
Throwing and then shoes at her.
Throwing stuff at her head.
And she looks fucking scared. Now, here's the thing. How can you possibly get on TV and say, I'm going to, and listen, I feel for her. I want to be very clear. I absolutely feel for people that are in domestic violence situations. No question. But how can you possibly get up there and say, I'm going to end, you know, we're going to hold people accountable. We're going to, like, make sure that this stuff is going on check.
I have total control of this situation.
All while you're getting literally, and the lady goes, I think we're cutting out or something right now. And she's actually getting, like, the camera gets hit out of her. Like, watch this. Yeah, it's wild,
it's
bro.
It's crazy.
It's sad, actually. It's really quite sad.
All right.
You turn this one up.
It's up.
Oh, it's up. It's not very loud. So just go forward a little bit, Chris, so we can kind of...
Yeah, I can't hear that.
Don't worry about anything. Just watch this. You see the woman here. Watch her face. You can see her looking to the side in a second here. She has a smoke. She has that RFK voice.
Their volume on this video isn't very good.
It's okay. Watch,
though. Can I just, like, do a voiceover?
See, she's,
you can see her
she's
looking.
Side-eyeing right now.
She's like, oh, shit, my husband's here, and I'm going to be the mayor, and oh, fuck, I just got hit in the face. Fuck.
Here it comes, dude. So you'll see, like, a shirt or a shoe or something.
There's one thing already flew.
Oh, did there?
Yeah.
Okay, watch. He'll knock out the... She looks scared as fuck, bro. See, he just threw, like, the thing at her monitor. She's trying to hold it together, bro.
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to hold it together. But it continues. And it, what you can't hear is he's back there like, oh, you're going to fucking do that? You're going to fucking do that? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy, dude.
Wow. So what's the repercussion of this? Did anybody get a hold of her?
I don't think so.
The situation?
No, I think what it comes down to is, you know, how do you handle this, first of all, right? Like, what kind of dick? I mean, what, like, abuse is one thing, but usually they try to hide sometimes, at least. People try to hide it, you know, their husbands. This guy is literally on live TV, just like literally beating this chick in a lot of ways.
I wonder if he knew.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Because he was listening to her.
Yeah.
He was listening to her. And she was saying, like, we're going to hold these people accountable. And you can hear him in the background. That's true. He's like, oh, you will? Whoosh. Throws a shoe at her or whatever the fuck. You know, and it's.
Who throws
was
a
it
shoe?
Her husband?
Honestly.
It says boyfriend, husband. It says boyfriend or husband. I don't think anybody knows if she, I don't think she's married or I don't know. But
it,
like,
wasn't like her kid, though.
No, I guess it was her.
No,
her partner.
The voice and I the video on your phone is a lot louder.
Mm.
So, and you could hear it's a grown man.
Yeah, it's a grown man. But it's crazy
to
me.
Check it out, dude.
It's crazy to me that, like, you know, and again, I'm not no blame on her. Okay, like, she's a woman. She should never have to deal with this shit. This guy is clearly a fucking psychotic asshole, bro. Like, no doubt, right? But it's really, like, it's one of those situations where you talk about your house is in order before you're trying to, like, lead the whole fucking entire city. You know, like, I think the voters would see that and obviously feel absolutely gutted over it. But, like, how do you possibly vote for her? You know, like, really, how do you vote for her?
I like AP's comment. She goes, sexy time?
Oh, sexy time.
Like, oh, yeah. Like Maybe she likes it rough, dude.
Yeah, it was supposed to be, like, that time. And
it was a dildo that slapped her in the face. It wasn't a shoe.
Yeah, you like that?
I'm wondering if that comment's out of context. I mean, I'm thinking I'm thinking somebody else said something in here that, like, has...
No, I'm taking it how I seen it.
Oh, man, dude.
Taking it how I seen it.
Dude, that was it was a used condom that slapped her in the chin.
Nicole said Chris Brown is at it again.
Maybe.
Dude, you could see the fear in her face, bro. Like, she was side-eyed. Greg, go watch it and actually hear it and just watch. Like, because she looks terrified. Not only that, but she's probably fucking massively embarrassed, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you, this is your shot. You're on TV, bro. You're talking about your campaign.
This is how your campaign
and she
is
knows
publicized.
It's over. Like, she has
well,
to know
how do you
it's
know this
over.
Won't get her, like, the sympathy vote?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
But I don't think so. Would you vote for her?
I mean, I don't know what happened. I don't know what the context of it is.
I'm just saying, like, I would want her to get help. I would want to find a way for her to get out of the situation. But, like, and I don't mean that, like, listen, I'm just saying, like, now's not the time to be a mayor, probably. You know what I mean? Like, let's get her.
Oh, yeah, AP says, all I saw was pants. And that's true. Maybe he was throwing the clothes that he had on.
Oh, so when the camera or the iPad or whatever she had got knocked over, that was his dick actually, like, flopping out.
Well, I mean, or, like, it was the pants he took off and, like, was like, like.
Yeah, but she wasn't giggling, bro. I feel like we've seen this. Remember when the whole COVID thing,
yeah,
the work
at home?
Yeah, but
I feel like if you're doing an interview on national news and your husband comes in for some fucking dick play.
No.
He's throwing his pants at you. You're not going to be entertained.
No, no. But here's the thing: we saw this already with COVID. When people were working at home, they had those in-home meetings. There was that like prank where
Jeffrey Toobin, CNN,
the husband or the wife would come in naked while they were in a meeting, like behind the thing, and film their husband or wife, and they'd be like, "Stop." Like,
Gary, get out of here.
They can't do anything about it. You know. So I'm just saying, she looked scared. She didn't look like, ooh.
She did look a little worried.
Ooh, there's a dick here, and I can't wait to get off this, you know, to get off on that.
Yeah, she was not amused. She was not happy.
No, she was not happy about it at all.
Maybe he did that, like, thinking, like, it would work, because she doesn't normally want it anyway.
I'm not going to go there. No, she's being abused. I don't want to even, like, I don't even want to entertain it. She's definitely being abused.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's why I want like, follow-up to this. Like, what the hell? Well,
there probably won't
be. Did anybody reach out? News agency that she was, like, having an interview
with
reach out?
I hope somebody would have.
No, they're going to reach out. Because if she's running for mayor, there is no way in hell that she didn't get a million fucking questions about this within the days after. Because this happened, like, a week ago.
Well, what are the comments on the video? That just the TikTok alone. Can we read those?
Yeah, go to it real quick. I mean, it says Patrice Sanders should
was
be ashamed
Kevin Spacey
of herself.
On the comments? No.
So there are some people are commenting that Patrice Sanders, who's the one that's interviewing her
on the news,
should be ashamed for not asking if she's okay and not getting help for her. Looks like she needs to talk to the police about her personal safety. She handled that so well. No way I'd be able to keep a frack of the conversation. Whatever. Extremely sad. He needs to be arrested. Incredibly sad. I mean, it's just like, yeah.
Yeah, I see multiple people in the chat asking what state it was in.
Maryland.
It's Baltimore, right?
Baltimore.
She was running
Maryland.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the mayor of Baltimore, but it's probably like, it just says, Baltimore problems. So could be like a suburb of Baltimore. I have no idea. So, but I'm sure she spoke about it. And again, that would be worth looking into. I feel for it, man. I feel for it. That's like, listen, if he's willing to do that on camera.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine what he does behind the scenes, dude. And she's trying to be tough. And I will give her, she's a tough woman for her to even try to keep that going and try to keep a straight face. I give her that. I just think, like, when you have that kind of stuff, like, man, put that mayor shit aside for a minute and get yourself where you're healthy.
Yeah, that guy is somebody that needs the shit beat out of him.
Or killed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just put this up. It's Sheila Dixon is her name.
Yeah.
And she is a Democratic mayoral hopeful. For Baltimore. So we'll see.
Well, I wish her the best. I really do. You know, it's just sad. You don't get to see that stuff on live TV very often. And especially
Actually really bizarre.
It's bizarre, bro. Like, man, dude, that guy is dangerous.
The gall he has.
The gall. Fucking prick.
Like, that makes him even, that makes, honestly makes him even worse.
Yeah.
That he has complete disregard for. Well,
and also, yeah,
people
like,
are saying Lorena Bobbitt. Lorena Bobbitt his ass.
And no, and the other thing is that person interviewing, like, I know you're trying to keep it together to have a good interview, but like, come on, you see what's happening. Like, you should have stopped and been like, true. Are you in danger right now? Like, do we need to give you help right now? Like, call that shit out. Like, don't act like nothing's happening. Like, that's the problem with these fucking people.
She shut up.
Well, and they could hear her in the background, right?
Like, oh, yes. Guaranteed.
Man's voice. Yes, guaranteed. She kept saying, she said something to the effect of like, oh, we're getting some like disturbance or like we're cutting out or something. We must be cutting out or something. And the guy's like, fucking bitch, blah, blah. You know, like he's just, and so she heard the whole fucking thing, bro.
Yeah, she knew exactly.
And she was trying to do the anchor man, like keep it together shit. And it's like, actually, what would have been great is if you would have called her out and said, are you okay? Do we need to call the police? Because something's happening. Like, do we need to let you go and call the police? Like stand up for these people, man. That's it's kind of gross. Honestly, yeah, it's a little gross.
Yeah, that makes her a little more disgusting.
Anyways.
Good show, guys.
Dang, that was fun. That was interesting.
It's interesting. We'll have to look into it a little more. See what happened to her, man. Or see what she interviewed afterwards saying. Because she's going to have to bring it up. She will.
Yes, indeed.
She's going to get asked about it for sure.
Happy hump day, guys. Appreciate being back. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, and, Merry Christmas. Hope everybody had a good Christmas.
Absolutely.
And on to the new year.
Woo!
Yeah, everybody get on Patreon. We'll be on there this Friday. This is our Zoom party, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Zoom party Friday.
It is. Guys, appreciate you. Love you. Cheers to you all.
Cheers.
We made it through the holidays.
Woo!
One more to go.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.